Okay, so now we're going to do from the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4, and we're up to letter number 863. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, dated on the 15th day of Tevis in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. Peace and blessing. Now, this doesn't have the name over here because seeing a little bit of the contents of the letter, I wouldn't want to have my name over there either. Here the Rebbe is saying, I'm responding to your letter of the 27th day of Kislev. The Rebbe says, I read your letter, I reread it, and I can't believe what I can't believe what I'm seeing here. He says, God has placed you and given you a beautiful portion without any effort on your side. You're privileged. You know about the teaching of Chassidus, and you actually studied it. And now you're in doubt. How are you studying without? You're certain. So he says, and now you're not sure. Should you learn the Torah's Chaim, the living Torah, which is the inner part of Torah, and the luminary of Torah, which is the hidden part of Torah, which connects the hidden part, the inner part of Israel with the hidden and inner part, sort of Kuchibrich of Hashem, and you come up with various kinds of rationalization, reasonings, why you're questioning. Hashem caused many different kinds of causes, various different kinds of circumstances that you had the opportunity, that it comes into your opportunity to educate Jewish children in the ways of Chassidus, which means to bring down, inspire them with the energy, with the warmth, with the light. And then you're in doubt, shall you continue in that type of service? And here too, you have all kinds of holy reasons already. You got him all kinds of excuses and rationalization why you should do that. You received a very clear instruction from my father-in-law, the Rebbe Arena Koporis Mishkovi, that you should learn how to be a shoychet. And as it appears from your letter, your hands are fitting for that. You got the grip, so to speak, but you're not sure if you should do this. And again, as self-understood, there's no shortage of reasonings why you're questioning whether you should do this. What are you thinking instead of all the above? These are three things the Rebbe mentions to him. Number one, the fact that he studied Chassidus and his question, should he continue? He's educating Jewish children and his question, should he continue with this? And he's received a instruction to be a shoychet, to learn, and now he's questioning. What are you thinking instead of all this? You're thinking about various kinds of kemias. Those are kinds of omens that you give out. You write on a parchment for good luck, things like that. And then there's people that can, you know, understand the shape of the face. Some people can read the hand, what do they call them?
Palm readers.
What?
Fortune tellers.
Or the poly on the hand, they can tell by the
polygraphs.
And how you write, and the various different kinds. Other people that can tell you the future, the fortune tellers, some people that give malchus, I'm not sure what that is, they give lashes, you know, different, et cetera, all kinds of voodoo and kind of strange stuff. So, Rebbe says like this. What was that?
A polygraph is a lie detector test.
Yeah, that, yeah. But you know, people that look at your hand and they can tell, what do they call them? They read lines and things like that. They call them. Okay, in any event, we know what it is. Okay. So the Rebbe says like this. He brings the verse that days were created, which means, as Chassidus explains, each person has a set amount of days to fulfill his mission, the mission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem places us in this world. every hour, every day that we spend in matters which don't really belong to you, that is also taking a toll. You're lacking in fulfilling your mission. And on the other hand, so that's one thing, is not to do what you're doing and doing something else, you're wasting your energy. But on the other hand, God does not come with unfounded expectation of his creations. And since this was placed upon you, this mission, for sure you've been given the energies, you've been given the powers to go ahead and fill it. If you're going to listen to me, the Rebbe says, you're going to let go of all the future tellers, of the fortune tellers, telling you of the futures, those who are menachshimim, koismim, various kinds of sorcerers, necromancers, and various different kinds of fortune tellers, and doing all kinds of sorcery, etc. More than that, the Rebbe says, for a few weeks, stop thinking about your spiritual level altogether. Stop thinking that you're doubting whether you have belief. For sure, the Rebbe says in the parentheses, that also is not true, because you are a believer, the son of a believer. The fact that you don't have the power to concentrate in thought, you know, that's also, Rebbe writes in the parentheses, that's just laziness of the animal soul that doesn't want to push and put an effort. That you're empty of Torah. So apparently the person wrote, the Rebbe is addressing each one. He was writing to the Rebbe that he has doubts in his belief, he doesn't have the power to concentrate, and that he is empty of Torah, The Rebbe says the advice to that is actually to study Torah, and not to become depressed, and to just think of thoughts of vanity. And the fact that you need fixing for yourself, you need tikkunim, you need the tikkun olam or tikkun for yourself. Through Chassidus, based on Chassidus, it's done not through notes or not through these kimeyas. This is accomplished, Rabbi says in the parenthesis, through repentance, prayer, Torah, and charity. And not through kimeyas. The malchus apparently is lashes that they give you for kinds of getting you to and further. So the Rebbe basically tells him, he goes through the letters that he said that he doubts in Amuna, he can't concentrate, that he's empty of Torah, that he requires tikkunim. And further, the Rebbe says, the Rebbe writes to him all these things, stop thinking about these things. During the coming weeks, you should be joyful that you had the privilege to those that are called Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, that you are children to God. You are one of the Jewish people who are children of Hashem, your God. That you had the privilege that you were raised in the tent of Torah. And you weren't just hanging out there, you grown up in a place amongst those people that hang out in the corners. You had the privilege to see the luminaries of the inner part of Torah and to connect yourself in the tree of life. Remember what the Rambam ruled in the laws of Deyes Resh Perek Dalet, that having a body which is strong and healthy is ways that Hashem wants you to do. That's Medarki Hashem, the Rambam says. To be healthy, a strong person physically is not a luxury, but that's a mitzvah. That is of the ways of Hashem. Hashem instructs us to be healthy. You should keep your guard in the yeshiva if, according to the opinion of the administration, you're fitting for it. Your learning should be learned with a loud voice and in a book or in writing. After learning for an hour approximately, take a break for 5 or 10 minutes to relax and to think about what you have just learned. And only afterwards continue. If that would not, and further Rebbe says, if it doesn't contradict, you should learn the craft of Shechita, and also Nikur, that's the cleaning out, if they are connected in Eretz HaKodesh. This guy, person was in Eretz HaKodesh. The Rebbe says, you should look into a Shidduch, if they're going to suggest to you. The Rebbe said, not to go push yourself, but if they're going to suggest to you a Shidduch, you should look into it. You should keep the measures, the shiurim, of the Chumash Tilim Tanya as articulated in the introduction to the Yom Yom and the Moira Shir. You should say every day the chapter 71 of Tehillim until Yud Beis Tammuz, which is the previous Rebbe's capital, which was at that time. Every day give a small coin for tzedakah till Yud Beis Tammuz. For an hour before sleeping, not to eat, not to drink anything. For an hour before you sleep. Before sleeping, you should learn a few minutes, at least in the teaching of my father-in-law, the Rebbe Arinik Boris Mishkova, and to do all this without a vow, not without a promise. One, if you come across, you bump into one of the yeshiva students or from the religious youth, you should explain to him how the teaching of Chassidus is similar to a living well, and that is the luminary of Torah, that has the power to return, to bring back each one of us to better. And in our days, it's a obligation and a privilege to study it. It's a holy obligation and a privilege to study it for all Jewish people. You should search for ways how to bring the youth that are distant from Torah and mitzvahs so far, bring them back to the service of Hashem. And if this manuval, this disgusting, referring to the Yetzirah, he pumps into you, and he's going to try to disrupt you again with these kinds of thoughts about yourself, you should remember immediately that you are a servant of Hashem, and that your job is to bring the sons of Hashem back to good, and you don't have the time. You don't have the time to deal about yourself now. You're busy, you're preoccupied with your work. And the Rebbe says, I'm blessing you, and I'm waiting for a notice that you did receive this letter. So here you see how the Rebbe is actually going through and giving this person a very detailed way to overcome his own struggles and challenges of what he needed to do at the time. I'm wondering if whatever happened with this person at the end, you know, I'm not sure whatever happened, whether he be interesting, but he was teaching, but he was looking to give it up apparently, and Rebbe objected to that, for him giving it up, didn't think that he should, and in pretty strong words.